You know, I thought about some grand ass way of launching this and thinking that it had to be perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. I wanted to buy my headphones. I wanted to get certain equipment together and, you know, do it how I know I would do it, you know. And it is currently 6:15 a.m. on November 3rd, 2019. I'm at my sister's house in Brooklyn, sitting in my nephew's room, Eli Frost, 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 Mr. You Know the Drill. And I'm chilling. And I'm like, this is Life's Real Podcast. And you're tuned in with a sec, Oriah Ka. And this is what it is. This is the real life right now. I just came back from New York. I was in West Virginia for a little while. I had to get away to clear my mind and clear my spirit and recharge my battery and take the cap off my battery so my charging can literally overflow. So when I'm thrown back in the belly of the beast, which I call a city because it's just a hustle and bustle. You gotta have a certain type of exterior, you know. And I wanted my recharging, the light within my battery, to overflow. So when I come back to this type of environment, whereas in West Virginia, it's very slow, it's beautiful, people are nice. It's not like that in New York City. It's very fast. Some people are nice. I mean, I believe all people are nice, but it's, you know, like I said, you have to have a certain exterior out here. But I wanted my light to be so bright and so charged and overflown to the point where even if a little gets sucked up, I still have more that's overflown, so I can, you know, keep that charged and continue to work on myself in this type of environment, because we can't heal from the same environment that traumatized you. It's very difficult. You have to be that mentally stable to the extreme, that emotionally stable to the extreme, and we're not taught how to do that. So, this is episode one. And episode one is titled, I Hate My Parents. Healing from Toxic Parental Figures. I think that is very important that we speak on this topic, because it's not, I think it's one that we overlook. We always talk about the deadbeat dads and dads not being there, and, you know, but where does this generational curse come from? Because that's exactly what it is. You know, there's many theories, you know, just first one being black men ain't shit, which is not true. We're going to change that paradigm because we're going to teach black men and black women and men and women of other cultures and races how to heal. Because we have one earth, and we, the people of this earth, have to take care of her. Okay? Okay. Now that we got that, that's my disclaimer. But another theory is that during slavery, slave master would separate the father from the family. You know, that can be traced as a fact. The other theory is, well, let's leave it at number two, because I think nothing trumps that. I can't think of anything at this moment that can trump that. So many of us that grow up, in the hood, we say in our neighborhoods and our poverty stricken neighborhoods that don't grow up without much or that we have a certain way of dealing with life and a certain way of coping with life, and all of it is depression. You know how we manifest that, because remember, we manifest good, bad, and indifferent, you know. So how we respond to the things that we've experienced in life will ultimately determine what is surrounding us, and how we continuously respond to that which is surrounding us. And anything that triggers that thought or that moment will ultimately manifest. It'll come to fruition, right? So our parents can only teach us what they know. And throughout generations, each generation experience a certain high, a certain low, a certain yay, a certain nay. So it's different for each generation. I'm 33. A lot of the 18-year-olds that's coming up, like a lot of the, I want to say, 24s and up that's coming up, it's different. It's very different from how I was growing up. You know, I'm used to seeing certain things in the hood that made sense. You know, we didn't ever, just like I was telling this young lady yesterday, we didn't ever, in my generation, in my age group, we didn't ever attack elderly. We didn't do things like that. That was weird. You know, when this, I've heard that on the news just a few years ago. That was really, really weird. We didn't do that. You know, I'm used to seeing real G's come down, real OGs come down and pull dudes apart. Like, why y'all fighting? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? So it's different. It's different. Yeah, we grew up in the hood, but we grew up with a lot of love and a lot of pain. And that's the pain is what we're going to touch on. So back to the toxic parental figures. How do our parents become toxic? How does anyone become toxic? They're placed in that environment. They adapt to that environment. They accept that environment. And that becomes their subconscious, unsubconscious, and subconscious home. That's their home. And the reason why I say unsubconscious, and you're just keep in mind, your spirit is always good. Maybe trapped, but it's good. And in a mindset as that, in a toxic mindset as that, your spirit is trapped. So you're not able to think clearly. You're not able to see even that the foods that you're eating isn't conducive to your well-being or your nature. You know, so the people that you hang around, the jobs that you attract, the people at the jobs that you attract, and it is all because you're not facing that part of you that needs to heal and you need to let go. So from experience, okay, let's not get this twisted. From experience, because everything that I'm speaking of, I have personally experienced. Okay? From experience, as a little girl, from the ages of 2 to about 15, I was sexually molested by my stepfather. Okay. I had a resentment towards my mother that was out of this world. I loved her and hated her at the same exact time. My love for her was my, because I always wanted to protect her. I just couldn't, or I didn't know how. And I hated her because she never protected me. And it took me a long time to really figure this out. And that's because I had to sit in myself and I had to detach myself to reattach. Okay, we're going to touch on that. But I had to detach myself from myself. I had to lose myself. I went through a series of repressional cycles where everything I repressed came up and it hit me in my face so hard. And I felt like I wasn't dealing with it. Like, even at that moment, I felt like I couldn't deal with it. It was too heavy. It was too hard. But when I tell you I fought through it, when I tell you I did not give up, and that giving up was not an option, and even though I felt the need to give up, I kept going. I kept being in the battle of myself with my spirit and failing every single time, and I got back up because all I wanted to do, my intentions were with myself, was to heal, was to get it right. That's all. I just wanted to heal so bad because I knew that my blessing and everything that I wanted in the life that I know that I deserved was on the other side of my pain. I knew that. I just was like, I just don't know how to get to it because my pain been blocking it for all these years. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like, I'm facing 30 years of pain. Whether it was abused by my stepfather, my mom, the men that I dealt with, it was all self-abuse by me. When you find yourself in situations where you're continuously getting abused, it is because you have to address the abuser in you. When you're constantly getting in situations where you're attracting negativity, any form of negativity, it's because you have to address that form of negativity within yourself. You are doing it to yourself. Every bruise that I have on my body is from a dude, whether it been my stepfather or somebody I dealt with. Shit, my brother. But can I really blame them when I was abusing myself? Yeah, I can blame them for their actions. Oh, absolutely. Because it wasn't my fault. But, not but yet, on a spiritual level, simultaneously, my thought was encapsulated in a toxic state of mind. Even though I was trying to be a better person, I thought I was doing things right. My intentions weren't ever bad. But because I wasn't facing the abuser within myself and allowing these things to continue to happen, not speaking up, feeling sorry for myself,